Blog Talk Radio.
At the top of the gate, as usual. This is Miss Controversy Bird, and I'm on the line with Miss D. Marie. Welcome, welcome. How are you?
I'm feeling so good. I got a little bit of wine in me, so I mean, let's hope I stay on course tonight. You know, it's a great show we got.
That's quite all right. I'm about to pour me up some wine for our Sunday service. This
yes.
evening, amen.
Yes.
To everybody,
amen.
Getting they Sunday vibe, they Sunday, you know, smackdown going on. We want to thank
yes.
you for tuning in this Sunday evening for all of our dedicated listeners and supporters. We appreciate you. And so, look, we're about to get right in it. Those of you that have been on the show or you know, been following the show, you know that it was a murder case that Vibrate and Elevate was involved in. Yes, I said it was a
yes.
murder case that Vibrate and Elevate was involved in. And in lieu of that, you know, we
get
shot
down, get
down
people.
Yeah, we killed the starving artist. And we just want to
yes.
remind any starving artist that is out there, listen, you dead. Like, it's over. The day of the starving artist is over. You know, I'm thinking about Martin right now. But it is time for anybody with a craft, anybody with a special talent to pretty much rise up and do your thing. Like, it shouldn't be anything in the way of you doing what you do best and
yeah.
and making that your purpose. So I'm looking forward to talking to any artist that is out there. But specifically, we got a special artist lined
yes.
up for the show today, Mr. Sergio Rockstar, and we're going to get into what he's bringing to the table and how we feel that he's the embodiment of that resurrected, thriving artist. You know what I'm saying? As we use religion as a little analogy, you know, Jesus, then he died, then he came Christ. You know what I'm saying? So, like,
right,
we got
right,
the
right.
starving artist. We shot him up. Hold on. We shot the artist up. Right.
Right.
And then, you know, we help them come back again as the thriving artist. And that's what we
yes.
see with our special guest, Mr. Sergio Rockstar, with his, like infamous Dear Obama track that he has going on. So that's going to be coming up on tonight's show. And we're happy to talk about that because it relates to our whole little segment about new traditions because of everything that I just said. Z Marie, you know that the starving artist gets, you know, too much play, that, you know, they're lacking this, they're lacking that, they're begging for bread, but they have this
right.
million-dollar craft underneath their belt. So the new tradition is, you know, throw out the old and in with the new. And we just really want everybody to sharpen what they have going on because I think that's the new trend. The new trend is to brand yourself. The new trend is to already know what you bring to the table. Don't count on a big company to find out what it is that they can exploit about you. Ooh.
Yes. Oh, say the truth. Saying the devil. This is Sunday. We can say the devil. Yes.
We going to pimp slap the devil.
The devil gives no love on Vibrate and Elevate.
Okay.
I think Sergio Rockstar, like, totally embodies what you're talking about because this brother says he does the instrumentation, he doing the writing, he emceeing, he doing the video. So, I mean, is he not relying on a big company to do it, or is he not relying on the company to do it? He is the company. So
mm-hmm.
let's go with these new traditions. I'm really excited about having him. So,
that's
yeah,
right.
let's play a little bit of his Dear Obama song, and then we'll bring him on
okay.
so the people can talk to
Wait.
Him.
Wait. But before we do that, like, please, can you tell us, like, okay, what happened in 2 days with this Dear Obama? At least, like, let the people know, like, they about to get, you know, bombarded with this greatness. Like, what happened?
So, over 10,000 plays in 3 days. I mean, how long was it before? What? Jesus, how long it took him to make the earth? 7 days, something like that? Okay, so this happened in 3 days, people. Over 10,000 plays in 3 days. YouTube link, also 10,000 views in 3 days. So check him out, Sergio Rockstar, on YouTube. We got his Facebook, his Twitter, his Instagram in the show description. This brother is doing big things, and people are watching. People are taking notice, and so that's how you know you're in the presence of something that's going somewhere. You feel me?
Word up. So now we're going to get ready and cue up for you this infamous Dear Obama. It's coming to you live. I mean, Blog Talk, what's going on? All right, we're having some technical difficulties. Hold on 1 second, family. Zimmerie, do you hear anything on your end?
I don't. Not sure what's going on, but for sure, there's plenty of places where they can hear the song. It's on SoundCloud, free download, if we can't cue it up in the next few seconds. It's controversy.
All right. Yeah, I'm having some issues with Blog Talk right now. So until we cue up the song, what I want to chime into, Z-Marie, is about the whole thing about a new tradition. So you have, you know, artists that are sharpening their craft, and now is the perfect time in history to create this new tradition. So you just mentioned, yo, we have his Instagram posted, we have his Twitter, we have his Facebook posted. So social media is definitely a tool that you want to use no matter what you're doing, no matter what you want to bring to the table, no matter how you want to, you know, implement your new tradition. You definitely want social media to be a part of that, to be a part of your platform. And just,
yeah.
I mean, come on. Come on, 10,000 views, and actually, Z-Marie, I have to stand, here and correct you. It's 13K is what I saw.
Oh, okay.
On
okay.
YouTube, so 13K in 3 days.
I can stand auto-corrected.
You know, my little emoji got a side eye like, it's 13K. So exactly my point is that things are going viral rather quickly, and it's like, what are you putting out there? And so, as you all may know, last weekend when I went to 3 different stores trying to find patty pies, patty potato pies, you saw the result of a video going viral, and then you read the results and the $2.5 million, you know, dollars in sales that Patty was able to, you know, not divide her pie with. I don't think she divided her pie with that. But I'm saying the new tradition is to get out there, promote what you want, promote what you're doing, and they will come. Remember that campaign a little while ago, if you build it, they will come? Actually, that was like some years ago. It might be a decade ago.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get out there and promote what you're doing, they will come. And that's what I like about what Sergio is doing. So now, those of you that are already on SoundCloud trying to check it out as we try to cue up our technical difficulties, you're going to find out that, you know, this song proves that an artist is taking advantage of right now. And I think that's what's so important. Sometimes we can be so wrapped up, Z-Marie, in our craft that we don't pick our head up to see what's going on around us. And as artists, I think it's completely important to chime in to some of the events that are happening around us, especially something like having a black president. Do you agree?
Of course. No question. No question. So I'm looking forward, actually, to hear the whole mixtape. Sound Godspeed is what it's called. Sounds like he's going to have a whole slew of songs on there. So I'm very, very excited about listening to more music from this brother. Like you said, he's tapping into right now, black presidency. We only got one more year of Obama-ness. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it all.
You know what, Z-Marie, I am, my whole computer and internet is, like, shutting down right now. I want to know if you could try to get Sergio on on your end via three-way if possible.
Okay. All right.
Let's see if we could try that out. People, it's called Rolling with the Punches. One little technology monkey don't stop a show. Okay. I mean, working with Blog Talk has taught us to be quite flexible. So, as Even Reed's going to work on that on her end, we want to remind you that in our new, in our new segments about new traditions, we want to remind you that right now, new traditions can actually, you know, afford you and your family and your community actual solutions. This is why we even introduce new traditions, so that you can see how tangible solutions are once you just mix it up and change the way you normally do things, business as usual. So, you know, last week we introduced, hey, Thanksgiving is coming up. Let's do it a little bit different. Since you're so darn thankful, why not, you know, make the day of Thanksgiving the day where you honor your health and you eat your healthiest. So right now we want to give a shout-out to all those people that jumped on the bandwagon last week and are committed to, you know, doing a funky, fresh, you know, fly remix, vegan, vegetarian, healthitarian remix to their Thanksgiving dinner. And, you know, there's young men and women that are dying literally every day because of the lack of nutrition, the lack of, you know, elevated health in our community. So we want to give a shout out to all of you all who are elevating your traditions by, you know, taking out the hog smog and the pig, pickle pig feet and whatever for this upcoming holiday.
So we're
going to
talk about the new turkey tradition a little bit towards the end of the show. Right now, we have none other than Sergio Rockstar, the most talented, one of the most talented artists we've had on the show. We've had a lot of artists on the show. Check the archives. But like I said, this brother is doing so many things in terms of his talent, in terms of his hard work ethic. So please help me welcome your flyness to the show, Sergio Rockstar.
Oh, man.
Welcome,
you said your
welcome.
Flyness. That was nice. I like that. I appreciate that, Ms. D. Marie. Much love, sister. Much love.
Peace and love to our network, Sergio. I mean, your flyness. Yes, yes, your flyness, your highness, your dopeness. How are you?
I'll take it. That reminds me of my next song I got coming out. It's called Fly, Fly-ish. So
okay.
I'll take it. Yeah.
That's what's up. We're so happy to have you on the line. I don't know if you were listening in before.
I guess we were having technical difficulties.
Yes, and what I want to say to you personally right now on the show is thank you for resurrecting yourself as a thriving artist. We really need to see that in our community. So thank you again for being committed to your creativity, your divine creativity. I really appreciate that.
Much love. Absolutely. No doubt. Always. I've always been all about, you know, artistry and, like, really, really keeping it, you know, true and legit and uncontrolled by the typical mainstream or even say, you know, by the standard recipe that most artists use. I'm trying to keep things just real open. Like, that's I know we only got so much time, and I'm one of them brothers who talks a lot. So, because I got a lot to say, that's why music works for me. But,
that's all right.
I got
No, we want to know about that. So, like, for instance, like, you might feel like you're not an MC or you're not a singer or you're not just a producer. So, yeah, definitely talk to us about, it sounds like you would call yourself an artist. So, talk to us a little bit about that Sergio vibe and what makes that.
I mean, it's kind of like where the rock star came from. That was just over time. I used to just go by Sergio, and a lot of people think the rock star is like, you know, that typical, you know, what people think rock star. But rock star for me means it's unlimited, in a righteous way though, like unlimited. I can do anything I put my mind to. Like my mom's like my mom engraved in my mind when I was younger. I can do anything I put my mind to. So that's how the Sergio Rockstar came, along with doing shows and people saying, you're a
rockstar. Shout out to Mama Sergio.
You know? Right, right. You know, and she was on the video, well, her picture was on the video of the Dear Obama video. I kind of glanced at it at the end, quick part.
Right.
Anybody who didn't see that. And, yeah.
Okay, so. So we know you're an artist, you're a dynamic artist. And how long have you been at it? And just tell us a little bit about what you've done. And then definitely we want you to end on what's happening next so that people can keep in touch with you.
I've been doing it since I was younger. I mean, this started off, strong, probably to age 13. You know, me and my cousin, Clavin, at Clavin Music. Me and him started making production, you know, the music, and always rapping. His older brother, you know, really got us into it. And we did everything, you know, together as far as music. We still do some things together. We just dropped a song called Like a Pig not too long ago, me and him. But we started it off for the most part, and as we grew and we actually moved to Indiana, we started getting together with different people. That's how I met my best man, Omeka from Fam Squad, which I'm also a part of. And
right.
That's been going on since probably since like freshman year, high school. And we used to record in the basement, you know. And I'm talking
right.
about tapes, record on tapes, you know.
Right.
Like use the tapes and record tape to tape type of ordeal. And yeah, that's pretty much how I started. We made beats as I got a little older, probably like my early teens. I started like doing more on the singing melodic side of things, and as I got a little older, I started messing around with guitar, and getting more and more fluent on the keys every day. And now, most recently, I'm actually doing video now, and
right.
that's what the Dear Obama was about, also. That was probably the last part it was about. More importantly, it was about the letter to Obama. But that was like my little, that was my first time shooting any kind of video, the Dear Obama. So
okay.
I was like
wow.
kind of breaking the ice for myself personally. You know, I had a few people interested in me, investing-wise, you know, who asked me, what can I do? And I told them, honestly, I can do anything, you know, I have passion to do, so
all right, now.
I said I've been wanting to do the video stuff for a while because, you know, I need to be able to do my artistry to the fullest potential. When I make the music, I want to be able to paint the picture also, you know, via video, and you're going to see a lot more of that coming from me, so I'm excited about that. So this whole Godspeed mixtape will be like a debut of not only songs like Dear Obama, but, you know, videos and creative ideas that I think, and this isn't a downplay with everybody, but I just want to shoot a message out to every artist who's tuning in right now. Don't let people take away your artistry. Don't let,
okay.
I don't care how close they are to you, trust yourself. Like, trust yourself, mm-hmm. especially if it's righteous and you know in your heart it's something you really want to relay as a message. Trust your artistry. Do it. It'll get better.
Yeah.
Like, keep going. Don't never stop. Keep going. Don't just use somebody else's, you know, ideas because they're telling you this is what they did. Everything that works for that person is not necessarily going to work for you. So you
yeah,
need to
right.
do what you do. You know, I did the Dear Mama, Dear Obama spinoff because that was always the song who touched me, just like I quoted in the song. Pac said it best, Dear Mama gave me chills. You know, that was part of, you know, things that inspired me to say, how could I thank Obama and family in the biggest
right.
way possible?
That's what I love.
Where,
I got a
yeah.
comment right here. You totally got Michelle in there, too. You got the daughters. It's a family affair.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Okay.
I love the masculine.
All of them did
and
that.
The feminine. It ain't
all
even
of
masculine.
Yeah.
It's a masculine and a feminine.
Not at all.
I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
That's what
and
makes
not at
me
all.
Think
it's about
that.
The family.
that's what makes me think the song should be where it's at. It should have that many views, if not, you know, double or triple, because I don't think we're really, as a community, we're really seizing the historical moment. And that's what I like about your song when I listen to it. Like, wow, we in the midst of this. We would let this pass by without saying thank you.
Exactly.
I think you did that
exactly.
for all of us. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
this should be
exactly.
on everybody's playlist. So make sure you check it out on SoundCloud,
mm-hmm.
ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, it is. It's for everybody. That's why I said I was doing that. That's why in the chorus, and I was singing on the chorus as well, in case nobody knew. That's why I said, don't.
No, we got
that's
you. We got
like,
you. You're doing it all. We got you.
Yeah, I am. I'm like that man of many hats person, you know.
Hey, I would like
I
to say something on that, Sergio. I'm sorry to chime in. I really need to highlight this because a lot of people downplay, you know, this term jack of all trades. However, what happened
mm-hmm.
to using the term of visionary? What happened to that person that really sees it in its totality? And that's what I hear when I listen to you speak about what it is that you're doing. So I think that's one of the taboos and one of the myths, you know, surrounding the starving artist, that he can do all these many different things, but he's, you know, he's not an ace at one, or however the, you know, phrase goes. But the thing is, you're a visionary. If you're able to see it from this angle and that angle, that means that you can create it. You can feel it. You can do it. You can paint it. And so, you know, hats off to you for being divinely creative. And I think that will be inspiring because sometimes I think they doubt, you know, their creative capabilities because they're like, you know, I'm going to just focus on one thing and I'm going to stay right here.
Right.
Okay.
It's a fear. Yeah.
Mhm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's a fear. It's like nobody wants to. It's almost like when you're in like high school, you know, those most treacherous moments when you want to look cool. Like, everybody needs to stop trying to look cool and just do art, do what you feel. And that's one thing my great uncle passed to me before he passed. God rest his soul. I called him my music mentor. My uncle Booker T. I just love that name, Booker T. So he told me, no, it wasn't Washington. His last name was Faulkner, but it was Booker T. That was my uncle Booker T. He told me something that lives with me through my artistry, and that's me being a visionary. He said, don't you dare just be a rapper, because you're more than that. Because he was right there at the beginning when I was making beats and production. Me and my cousin. But he told me personally, don't you dare just be a rapper. If you're going to do music, I want you to make the next thing. Because before rock and roll, there was blues. Before rap, there was rock and roll, there was blues. He said, make what's coming next that people can't see and create it. You know, be the new hip hop. And then so the years to come in the future, they can landmark and say that Sergio Rockstar did that, or at least helped that evolve, even if, you know, to even be a part of it.
Absolutely.
It would be big for me. And that's what sticks with me personally.
Shout out to Uncle Booker T, because the spirituals created the blues, the jazz, hip-hop, you feel me?
Shout out.
Yeah. And I'm into all of that. I love all kind of music, literally. It's not a sham. Like, I came to plenty of shows. Sam Spark can vouch for it. I came to plenty of shows with my guitar. Shout out, big shout out to Sam Squad.
Hey.
I call myself the wild card, you know.
That's what's up. Hey guys, we have a few callers on the line. Let me see if I can open up some of their lines. I am back in the studio on the computer. Y'all pray for us.
Yes. Blog talk. Hey. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Last four
digits. This investment.
That's right. Last four digits 0209. Thank you for calling the Vibrate and Elevate show. Do you have any questions for Sergio?
Yeah, I have a question.
Sure. Oh, peace. Welcome to the line.
Thank you.
You can go ahead with your question.
The question that I have is that how do Sergio Rockstar, how do you stay away from negativity when you're doing your music?
That's a good question. Great question. Negativity for me, I mean, I've been around it, you know, sure enough when I was younger. The way I stay away from it for the most part is I like to say, just like how I made this song, in live examples, I consider Nas, Pac, and Obama, you know, role models. And even though, you know, nobody's perfect, I always tend to take out the positives, and I give a lot of that to my mom because she's single. You know, she was a single mom doing that. And I always took out the positive on the father's side for my role models. I mean, it could be Will Smith, and I like to tell, you know, the younger generations do that. It can be Will Smith. It can be anybody you can look up to that you can identify with and say, you know, I'd like to be, I aspire to be that. I always looked at, you know, people, you know, on terms of that, on that side of, you know, I would always look at people like that, like to inspire me. I never looked at the negative, and I think a lot of that was just from my moms, like just telling me right and teaching me right. Then I had live examples too, you know, like my uncles, my Uncle George, my Uncle Booker T, I mentioned, you know. So, yeah, I was blessed to have positive role models. Though I wasn't perfect, I definitely had, you know. Yeah, so, but I definitely overall looked at the more positive. I've always been a positive person. That's why I scream, you know, I scream love life like Pac scream thug life. Like, that's me. I'm like the yin or the yang of that side. I'm like the good side. not that Pac had a bad side, but I'm like I'm the dear mama side of Pac. That's how I like to look at it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Sometimes for positivity.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I'm a huge advocate for positivity. I think we lost one of our other callers, but I want to try to see if we can play the actual track at this moment. Is there anything you would like to say before we cue it up? Sergio?
I mean, Dear Mama, everybody heard, I'm sure, the track Dear Mama by Tupac Shakur. This is my spinoff version, which was a thank you to Pac's mom that he wrote. And this is my spinoff, which is a thank you to President Obama and family, titled Dear Obama. And this is to the family in the White House right now, who we all should be very thankful for. They go next November, everybody, so I just thought it was only right to give thanks. You know, they did a lot for me, and you'll hear that in the song as you read through the scripts and see the video.
Peace.
What's up?
Here we go.
You are appreciated. When I was young, couldn't tell me I'd see 17 years old giving mama all my cheese. Though back at the time, I didn't care about the race until I turned on the TV and saw Obama's face. Attended the school, Harvard even did wrong, he was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Bless Malia and her baby sister, all the support they give, beautiful sentiments from your kids. Devil lies putting down their daddy. Insane drama when things went wrong, they blame Obama. I reminisce about stress of your presidential hell. Your example kept me from a jail cell. And who's thinking elementary? Hey, black couple presidency one day. Now running from the police on your third strike. Laws of attraction brought y'all to shots outside. And even people campaign Obama. Michelle Robinson, the black queen mama. I truly understand, y'all, it wasn't easy rebuilding to a country's plan. You always was committed and cared about everybody's welfare. Tell me how you did it. There's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You are appreciated.
Barack Obama, you're don't you know we love you?
You are appreciated.
And Barack Obama.
Now being president is never fair. No love for the people who didn't want you there. They quick to say that you didn't try. Spoke our language, always real, and showed us changes, which was fraud and heartless. Should have known, cause his father sat in office, did us wrong. I hung around with the thugs, and even though I sold drugs, Obama showed a brother love. You got elected and I stopped slanging. I needed money of my own from a legal angle. I am guilty cause my father still stole rocks. Lord forgave me, now it's money in my mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you read my letter or see the YouTube. Cause when I was low, you was there for me, and never left me alone because you cared for me. I bet you came home after work late, Michelle proud in the kitchen fixing hot plates. Past laws truly bless my little business. Now I'm screaming love, life, family, got a better living. You did so much for our kids to stay strong, even though you had two kids to raise of your own. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You are appreciated.
And Barack Obama, you've
waited.
Don't you know we love you?
You are appreciated.
And Barack Obama.
Second term, Donald Trump was pissed. Cause through the drama, everybody made it clear we need Obama. Cause when things seem hopeless, you say the words that can get us back in focus. When I was sick, I used Obamacare to keep us healthy. There's no limit to the things you did. And now my child will have memories of what a black president is supposed to be. Some of us ratchet and crazy. I gotta thank the Lord that you saved me. There are no words that can express how I feel. Pac said it best, dear mama gave me shields. My daddy was killed young, I was a baby. So Pac, Nas, and Obama raised me. I never could take the pain away. Wise words in my thoughts made a brighter day. Obama showed us the light and how to hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You are appreciated.
And Barack Obama, you
Obama.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, that was a little snippet of the dopest, the illest.
Yeah.
Like, wasn't that, like, who was doing the two-step? Like, that was at a cookout. Hey, sorry.
Yeah, I was two-stepping, had a little red solo cup in my hand. I think we need to be playing that at the Thanksgiving dinner for real. So, come on.
Oh, there it is.
We got to get this time for Thanksgiving dinner. Let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's on SoundCloud, by the way, too, for everybody. It's a free download, of course.
Because
I think it should be at Thanksgiving dinners. Because it's like a lot of people don't know how to say, some people don't even know how to say I love you, you know. So a lot of people don't know how to say thank
rewind,
you, and that's what I'm trying to
rewind,
do.
Rewind, say it again.
Some people don't even know how to say I love you. Need less to say thank you. So that's my way of telling, you know, somebody important. And us as black people, especially, let's highlight this especially. We should be very thankful that this happened because it changed the course of history. And some of us are blind to see it. And I wanted to put my story, that's my real deal story, inside the Pac Styles message. With feeling in it, you know, about how my daddy died young.
Sergio, did you say you made a recipe out of your life? Did you say that? All right, now let's get it popping for Thanksgiving. This is part of that recipe, you know. Grandma gonna put the little turkey on the stove or whatnot, or the tofu. So go ahead and put this on while you're cooking, because it's the recipe of the man life now. Come on. You're doing these analogies big time. Hey, Sergio,
right.
We got the metaphor game on lock now. Come on.
I see. I'm listening. I'm seeing. I'll definitely be back.
It's been a pleasure.
Listen, we officially just, like, while the song was playing, we officially just coined this as one of our new traditions that at Thanksgiving you definitely need to do things that are filled with value, like Sergio was saying about, you know, being able to say I love you, being able to communicate it, because sometimes it's not just about saying it. And that's what I like about this song. Yeah. So we're challenging all of our supporters, listeners, partners, whoever you are out there, go get this song off of SoundCloud. Go get the video link off of YouTube. Share it and make this a new Thanksgiving tradition, because from this point on, this Thanksgiving on, it's going to be time appropriate. We're going to be able to say thank you no matter what year, no matter what decade.
Exactly.
Because,
this
you know,
is written.
Obama
it
was.
Is written.
Right.
Come on.
Obama was the first. And Sergio, I don't know if you know this, but the whole presidency is very dear and precious to Z Marie, like in regards to being alive right now in this time in history. Did she share that with you?
She shared that with me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, tell me this like every day.
I don't know if Sergio realizes it or not, but this song is classic. Like, for real, you just made a classic song, because just like Ms. Controversy said, this will always be, he will always have been this president, you know what I mean, at this point in time for these last 8 years. So this song is forever.
Forever.
So thank you for that vision. I think Ms. Controversy hit it on the head when she calls you a visionary.
Okay.
Absolutely. So
visionary.
It's been
and
pleasure.
I appreciate it.
Righteous rock star. I heard you say the word righteous, so I'm just going to go ahead and put that in front of rock star. That's how I feel about you right
absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely.
So, yes, thank you.
I'll take that. That's what's up. and I want I want everybody, you know, my biggest goal would be, besides, of course, everybody to hear this and feel it and to relay the message and feel it the right way and understand what I was trying to do there by saying thank you. It's almost like a thank you for them, that maybe they couldn't put it together to say thank you like that. So I kind of felt like I did that for everybody, especially our people, sisters, you know what I mean? So my biggest thing would be, I actually had this in plans, like from this November to next November, would be for Obama to hear it. I mean, that would be the biggest thing, because this really is a letter to him and family. So for the Obamas to hear it, you know, so... Because it's real
deal.
It would be, you know, put my heart out there.
All these black people in America, we can make that happen. Yeah.
Listen, if they can get the Patty Pies to Patti LaBelle, if they can get the Patty Pie video to Patti LaBelle, we can see what we can do to get this to 1616. I don't remember the exact address, but, you know, to get this to the White House, we're going to work on it.
1600.
Yeah, it's Pennsylvania Avenue.
Pennsylvania, yeah.
I'm loving y'all. This is an exciting interview. I like y'all's style, and I appreciate y'all. Feeling what I'm doing, and I'm absolutely feeling what y'all are doing. So let's stay connected and do this journey together. Godspeed,
That's right. I love that hashtag. I'm going to be using that. I'm looking forward to the mixtape. And Sergio, you don't know this yet, but we are in the midst of putting together a conference called the Creative Culture Conference. And we would love to have you be a part of that. We'll We'll get you more information, but the whole point of the conference is to show families how to raise creative geniuses while awakening the creative genius in themselves. So it's totally about art. It's totally about music. It's totally about solutions. So we'll get you more information on that. We would love to have you feature your song as well.
Okay. Hey, you know, shout out to all of y'all, man, to the show here. Miss Z Marie, Miss Controversy, shout out to my group fam squad. Shout out to At Clavin Music, my cuz. And shout out to the Obama family. Much love to
everybody.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, so make sure you follow Sergio Rockstar on Instagram. He has a show coming up early next year where he'll be at University of Wisconsin with KRS-One. So the brother's doing big things. And make sure you view and share and like Dear Obama.
That's right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we need you to be here at the same place, same time next week for your Sunday service. With Vibrate and Elevate, none other than Miss Controversy Bird and Miss Z Marie in the building. And we are we live and in full effect, about to be out of here. Down with Sergio, down with his whole crew and Obama. So thank you all. Peace to you.
Peace.
You ride out with us for a little bit.
All right.
Oh.
Love y'all, sister.
Godspeed. Aw.
I'm doing it right now.
Go ahead.
See, I know you heard me. Hey. Fam squad.
I love it.
We do it dirty.
Hey.
Dear Obama, you know we worthy. We love you.
Yeah.
That's me trying to stay on point with the delay that I'm hearing over the phone.
You did good. All right. Peace.
Hey, love y'all. All right. Peace.
Peace and love.